It's not fair. You want to be an informed voter, so you listen to what the candidates say about themselves and about each other. But you have the sneaky suspicion that not everything they profess to be true is true. Enter PolitiFact. It's a website run by the St. Petersburg Times of Florida and Congressional Quarterly. PolitiFact vets what the presidential wannabes claim in their campaign ads, their stump speeches, and their debates. The editor of the site, the man who separates the political wheat from the political chaff, is Bill Adair, and he's in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
We have samples of ads and statements that you've run through what you call your truth-o-meter. Let's begin with this ad by Republican Mitt Romney.
Hillary Clinton wants to run the largest enterprise in the world. She hasn't run a corner store. She hasn't run a state. She hasn't run a city. She has never run anything.
How about that, Mr. Adair? I mean, Mr. Romney went after the Democrat Hillary Clinton for what he said was her lack of executive experience. How fair is that?
Well, we didn't think it was very fair. We gave it a barely true on our truth-o-meter. If he had stopped at city, she hasn't run a city, he probably would have been okay. But to say she's never run anything is just a big exaggeration. She ran the healthcare task force, which had dozens and dozens of people. She ran a similar task force when she was in Arkansas, and she was a partner in the Rose Law Firm. So we gave that a barely true on our truth-o-meter.
Here's Mrs. Clinton herself from the Democratic debate of October 30th. She was asked what she would do as president to fight cancer.
It's just outrageous that under President Bush, the National Institutes of Health has been basically decreased in funding. We are on the brink of so many medical breakthroughs, and I will once again fund that research.
Well, I assume you ran that statement about funding for the National Institutes of Health through the truth-o-meter. What did it register?
We gave that one a false. We checked it out, and we went in thinking that she was probably going to be right, but put one of our best researchers on it from Congressional Quarterly, looked at the numbers, went to OMB, checked it, double-checked it, even adjusted for inflation, and she's wrong. The funding is actually up.
Barack Obama.
This is an ad that the campaign of Democrat Barack Obama ran last summer.
A state legislator who brought Republicans and Democrats together, who won health care for 150,000 people.
Well, Mr. Adair, I'm sure when you heard that claim, you decided to do a little fact-checking. What did you find out?
We found it was true. We went back and looked at the bill and saw that he indeed was the co-sponsor of it, and then went and found a study that the Kaiser Foundation did on how many people benefited from it, and the number they came up with was 155,000. He said 150,000. So we gave it a true.
Now we have something from a video. It actually has no connection to Obama's campaign. This is the Obama girl debating the Giuliani girl, and the Obama girl makes this charge.
Giuliani girl, just stop your fussing. At least Obama didn't marry his cousin.
At least Obama didn't marry his cousin. So Obama girl is suggesting that Giuliani did. What does your truth-o-meter say about that?
We gave that one a true. We checked it out, and indeed that Rudy Giuliani's first wife was actually his second cousin, which is actually legal in many states, including New York. And so we found it was true. We checked these things out because on PolitiFact, we feel like anything that's out there that is being discussed in the campaign or that voters are curious about, we're going to check out. So even if it's a music video or something on the web, if it's being discussed, a chain email, we're going to check it out.
Yeah, but, you know, she says cousin, people automatically assume first cousin. So I don't think
well,
it's true.
It's fair to quibble with our rulings, and we have had some, we've had a couple that we've changed, but this one we felt that it was fair the way they did it, and, you know, so we gave it a true.
As you've been truth-squatting these candidates, what conclusions have you drawn about the overall honesty of this year's candidates?
We don't do a scientific check of everything, but we found a lot of what they say is true. The biggest thing we find is the shading of the truth, that they will give something that's half true. They'll have a portion of what they say is correct, but it's missing the larger context. And so it's important to put things in perspective. And that's one of the things that we can do with a truth-o-meter is by saying something's half true, we can signal to voters, here's what the real truth is here.
Bill Adair edits PolitiFact. It's a website run by the Congressional Quarterly and the St. Petersburg Times, the paper that also employs him as its Washington bureau chief. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.